Just a couple of announcements before we start the show today. At the Church of the Nazarene down on Pachuett Way, the Procrastinators Anonymous meeting held at 7 o'clock is going to be postponed. They'll have it some other day. And then also at the church at 10 o'clock is the meeting Sex Without Partners. It's a large gathering of people. If you're not doing anything, stop by and lend a hand.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Yes, we all like that sort of...
whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the fill in the blank. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. A little bit to the left, a little bit to, oh yes, that's the spot. How did you know? Oh yeah. Why do mosquito bites always occur on places on the body that you can't reach? You know what I'm saying? Why does that happen? I can't reach from the middle of my back to just below my neck. That whole region there, I don't think has been, I do shower all the time, but I don't think there's been soap scrubbed into it for well over 40 years. Yeah, I can't. There's parts of my body I can't reach. That's why I wish I had married a contortionist. That would have just, actually all that means is she can reach her own back. I guess it doesn't help me all that much. Well, it could. Nah, I got to think this through. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. My name is Ron Van Dam. Some of the times when I meet people, they say, oh, you're Ron Van Dam. I listen to your show all the time. My immediate response is, I'm so sorry, I apologize. And I don't know why I do that. It's just that I think back to some of the subject matter that I talk about on this program, and I realize, if you listen to the show, you must realize that at some point within the past at least 10, 15 years or 20 years, I must have insulted you somehow, because I usually do that. But please understand, it's a theatrical insult. In the sense, oh, you asshole. It's not that dramatic theatrical. It's just that I'm actually a very loving, caring individual. I'm a gentle soul. But for radio entertainment purposes, you can't be a gentle, wonderful soul on the radio. There are some people that do it, but they don't last very long. You have to seem cantankerous, upset, angry, judgmental, highly opinionated. That's what I told the judge, and she didn't buy it. But you have to do that, because otherwise people just find you boring. Oh, isn't it wonderful today? Isn't the sun beautiful? Did you see the pretty roses today? They're blooming all over. Isn't everything wonderful and so pretty? Actually, that sounds like a really good show, to be honest with you. But it wouldn't last very long, because somehow embedded in ourselves is this need to criticize other people, but we don't want to do it, so we have people like me do it. But I'm just kidding around. I'm just playing the part of someone who's very critical. That's all. And I've studied this part for years since I was born. Before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I can't, without checking my horoscope, skip Star Child.
Greetings, fellow planet travelers. Kip Starchild here with your New England Broadcasting Horoscopescape. Let's take a look and see what the stars have in store for you. Aquarius, the stars say you'll soon find happiness and prosperity, but then I think I hear them giggling to each other, so maybe take that with a grain of organic fair trade salt. Pisces, your beautifully focused pursuit of meaning will soon lead you to a box of toaster pastries. Don't read too much into it, just enjoy some delicious toaster pastries. Aries, unfriend everyone on social media and start again. Choose better this time. Taurus, stop relying on WebMD and get that thing checked out already. People are starting to talk. Gemini, you will soon face a fork in your career path. It'll be the fast food industry or amateur bondage porn, so choose wisely. Cancer, when Mercury goes retrograde and Pluto is ascendant in the house of Cassiopeia, make yourself a sandwich. It will be amazing. Leo, call your mom soon for interesting news. And by mom, I mean the real one. In prison. Virgo, you will soon win a very prestigious award. But beware, your acceptance speech will be interrupted by Kanye West. Do us all a favor and punch him right in the sack, okay? Douchebag. Libra, your lucky number is 26, and your lucky color is blue. Look for instances where they appear together, especially on Tuesdays. This could help cure you of your extreme gullibility. Scorpio, it's time to stop eating things on a dare. Capricorn, now that gay marriage has been legalized, perhaps it's time to take a really close look at exactly why you love musical theater so very much. Maybe? Think about it. This is Kip Starchild, and that is your New England Broadcasting Horoscopescape for the month. Until next time, peace.
Thank you, Skip. Skip updates us every month when the predictions change. Skip Starchild with the Starscape, Skype, Scope, Scoop. Hey, coming up at about 30 minutes into the show, we're going to actually transpose our show to the beach. Had the occasion yesterday to visit Tori Lagarde, who is our weekly co-host on the program, and she is at a family beach house, which is kind of like a nice house right on the beach, and she so artfully and skillfully invited me an invitation and went down there and spent some time. It was a lot of fun, very gracious, wonderful time. So we decided, let's turn on the old podcast recorder, and we talked for a period of time, and you'll be able to hear that and hear us on the beach. And in the background, you'll hear beached whales and seagulls pecking at my eyeballs. Just a lovely, it was a beautiful, beautiful time. The crashing of the waves, the crashing of the cars, just lovely. It was really very nice. I'm not a beach person, as I've said on this show so many times. I am a son of a beach. I've been called that a lot, but actually that was bitch. The son of a bitch. Okay. Anyway, yes, I've been called that, but I'm not, I showed up wearing long pants. They were light colored, so I'm coming along a little bit. Usually I don't wear light colored pants. That's like a no-no. Wait a minute. The no-no is that laser thing that takes hair off your legs. Wait a minute. Yeah, long pants, and I had a bathing suit under that just in case I went in the water. And at one point, I shed the pants and did the bathing suit thing and stood waist high in the water. And it was nice. It was fine. It was wonderful. I don't know what I'm so crazy about. I know what I'm crazy about. I'm crazy about skin cancer. I was telling Tori that I had gone to the dermatologist. And by the way, If you want an appointment with a dermatologist in 5 years, better make your appointment now. It's impossible to see them. Kids, if you're in school and you don't know what to do and you think you want to be a doctor perhaps, and someone gave you some money to go through doctor school, I think they call it medical school, but I'm a lay person, so I call it doctor school. Become a dermatologist, because I'll tell you, there aren't enough of them. And believe me, someday everybody's going to need one. And once you go to a dermatologist, you have to go every single year to be checked out. They check your skin and all over the place. So I had a little spot on the top of my head, and it was diagnosed as a mild, not a big deal skin cancer. But as soon as the dermatologist told me that I had this little spot of skin cancer on the top of my head, I freaked out. I said, oh my God, I've got cancer. And she said, stop it. Just stop it. We're going to have the little thing removed and it's done. It's a topical thing. So, well, if it's so topical, then why do I have to have it removed? So she sent me to a surgeon who removed this little thing on the top of my head. And she says, every year you really, at your age, Ron, you know, once you turn like 3 years old mentally, you really should be seeing a dermatologist every year. And I said, yeah, but I can't get an appointment with you. She says, well, just make it far enough ahead in the time. I said, well, how far ahead should I make my appointment? She says, well, maybe 6 months. Oh, geez, there's not enough of you people. There's just not enough of you. So if you're a kid going through doctor school, become a dermatologist. You can't go wrong. You're set for life. And there aren't a lot of like lawsuits against dermatologists, that kind of thing, you know. Like Michael Jackson's family did not ever think of suing a dermatologist, nor Melissa Rivers. It just kind of doesn't happen a lot. So they removed this thing on top of my head and things like that. And I said to the doctor, I said, how did this thing happen? Is it because I'm losing my hair up top, or I'm exposed to the sun, or I'm not wearing enough suntan lotion? I mean, what is it? She said, well, it's probably festered from when you were a child. I said, excuse me? A child? You know how long ago that was? She says, yeah. She says, it's probably when you were like 4 or 5 years old. You were probably exposed to the sun, and that started the process of this thing. And I said, my God, that's the slowest process I've ever heard in my life. I mean, I've heard of procrastination, but like, These skin cancer cells are like really procrastinating. It's like the cells are sitting back and going like, nah, I'll develop, like, let's wait 30, 40 years and then we'll do something, you know, otherwise let's just sit back and have a beer. It's incredible. So I said, you mean to tell me that what I do as a young child, how my mother took me to the beach or something, now affects the fact that I would have skin cancer when I'm older? And she said, yes. So here's my message to parents and all the young 4 and 5 year olds that listen to this show on a regular basis. I think I am addressing this more toward the parents. Don't put your little fucking kids in the sun, because toward, you know, when they get older, you did this to them. Shield your kids from the sun. Make them wear sunglasses, hats, put suntan lotion on them, and I guess when you're young, your skin is paper thin or something. I really don't know how that works. But she said, yeah, that goes all the way back to there. I thought it was because I didn't wear a hat last week. She says, no, it's like way back when you were a child. I said, you know, oddly enough, that's when all my psychological problems started as well. So this is like, I guess, coincidence. Is that what you call it, lady? Lady doctor of skin? I am a doctor of skin. That's pretty cool, huh? Hey, do you remember Dennis Hoff? We spoke to him twice already. He's the owner of brothels in Nevada. In certain towns in Nevada, you can actually have brothels, which are high-class houses of prostitution. And Dennis owns them. And he's always looking for publicity. Here's his latest thing. I get in Nevada, where he lives, I guess the state senator is retiring or something, or maybe has skin cancer. I really don't know. He's retiring. So Dennis Hoff, the owner of these houses of prostitution, wants to run for state senate. And it kind of seems obvious, and it must be to Dennis, who's not a stupid man, that you're probably not going to win that election because you're a pimp. Probably ain't going to happen. However, what a great publicity move. Dennis is so much into publicity, it's not funny. It's really not funny. So people like us, we, you know, went for it hook, line, and sinker and said, let's talk about it, man. He also wants to put a couple of his, well, he's, they want to put a female on currency now, on the paper bills. I mean, they're going to, I think Alexander Hamilton or somebody's going to come off the $10 bill or whatever. They're going to put a woman on there. So Dennis Hoff, the owner of the Bunny Ranch brothels, is going to suggest that one of his girls, one of his prostitute girls, should be on this paper currency. And there again, I say, yeah, Dennis, like you must really believe that that's going to happen. But a pretty good subject for publicity. So we'll talk to him about that next week, actually. He'll be returning for the third time in 3 months. Because he's a character. He's a character. But he runs brothels, legal brothels, man. I mean, give him some skin. It's an amazing pair of balls. And I just think that that's a wonderful thing to have, amazing pairs of balls.
You are listening to the Ron Van Dam Show. Sounds like somebody needs to learn to make better choices.
Hey, that's not fair. Hey. That's my good friend Jason Shaw. Actually, we're not friends. I don't know him that well. I purchased from him, Jason Shaw, with his musical background stuff. Thank you, Jason. And many of the comedic voices that you hear introducing the show and doing all that kind of stuff and the comedy commercials and some of the comedy bits, man, they belong to Mr. John Shanahan, writer and performer. He's incredible. Thank you, man. The show wouldn't be the same without you, babe. Still not paying you, but, you know. And Nicola, my British whatever girl. Thank you. And the lovely and talented Tori Lagarde, who joins me on a weekly basis to give me the other side of the coin so I don't talk to myself for such long periods of time all week. Humorous, smart, sarcastic, crazy. Thank you, Tori. Thank you. And to all of you who listen to this program on a regular basis, I wish I had enough money to pay for your therapy, but I don't, so... And the many production agencies that hook up to this program and feed us some interesting guests, doctors and experts in all different kinds of fields and some wonderful people to talk to. Thank you to the many agencies that support this program. Thank you. I wanted to today, before, oh, by the way, as I said, we're going to be talking to Tori Lagarde a little bit later in the show at their beach house there on the ocean. That's coming up in about 10 minutes from now. Hey, I wanted to I wanted to be a little fluffy for a moment. I'm not going to be really super fluffy, so don't change the channel and don't stop the show. Usually, you know, we talk about strange things. We talk about people and sex.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be.
Yeah. We've talked about sex before. You have to. You have to have sex, talk about sex, laugh at sex. It's all about sex. It's said that that's all men talk about and think about is sex. It's absolutely not true. Not true at all. I think women think about sex as much as men do. It's just men are supposed to be scuzzy, so that kind of fits them better. Women are not supposed to be that scuzzy, so you don't dare say certain things about women like that. But I think they think about sex as much as men do. I don't know. I'm not a woman, so I have no idea. I'll ask Tori sometime, and she won't be honest with me. I mean, maybe she will. I mean, I think she will, as a matter of fact. Anyway, here's the point of all this before I go crazy. Sometimes nice things happen in life, and a nice thing happened to me not long ago, and I thought it was worth talking about in a sense of preaching, but in a sense of it was just really nice. It gave me a warm feeling, and I like warm feelings. Here's what happened. There's a supermarket chain called Market Basket in the New England area. And I go in there every once in a while when I want to be abused as a shopper. Because it's a Wild West store. It's a huge, nice grocery store, supermarket. But the people in there ram you with shopping carts. The aisles are small. It's just not comfortable shopping. When you go to the deli area, it's very, very busy. They have that little number dispensing machine, and then they call your number and, you know, they ask you, what can I do for you? What deli meat do you want today? And whenever I pull the number, I'm usually about like 25, 30 numbers off. You know, like I got to wait through like 25 other people. And it's funny, if I have number 30, number 29 will step up to the counter, and the guy behind the deli counter is, okay, here's your half a pound of bologna. Anything else? Yes, a quarter pound of cheese. Okay, anything else? Yes, five slices of bologna. Oh, I just gave you bologna. I want more. All right, anything else? Yeah, give me a pound and a half of coleslaw. All right, fine. Anything else? Yeah, give me about half a pound of liverwurst. Anything else? Yeah, give me 2,000 pounds of pickles. That's always the person right in front of me. It goes on and on and on. And I think that they do this on purpose. They say, oh, look, Van Damme is your next number. Make sure you just keep ordering and piss him off as much as you can. So this deli area is very, very busy. And it causes great frustration on my part. And people ramming into me with shopping carts causes me great frustration. And I never go into this store without finding some guy who works there. Excuse me, I can't find the mustard. That's aisle two, asshole. They actually call you asshole. No, they don't call you asshole. I just feel like, you know, they know where the mustard is. I don't. So they are far more knowledgeable than I. Simply by the fact that they know where the mustard is, and I can't cut the mustard, and I feel less of a man when this 16-year-old pimply-faced kid wearing a Market Basket smock is one up on me on the location of mustard. It just bothers me. But I ask these people to save time. Otherwise, I'd be wandering the aisles. Mustard? Mustard? Mustard. And mustard doesn't tend to respond that much. It just sits on the shelf. It says, I'm over here. It's just awful. So anyway, so I'm in the deli area, and they call my number. Number 30, Oh God, this is so awful. This is so awful. Is this what happens when you die and you go to heaven? Do you have to wait for your number to be called? Oh my God, it would be awful. By the way, those of you who are very religious and you believe that when you die you go to heaven and you meet up with your friends and neighbors and family and you meet them up in heaven, is that something you really want? I mean, everybody wants to go to quote-unquote heaven. Do you really want to see some of these people again? Isn't that like the only benefit to dying is you don't have to deal with these douchebags anymore? And then you go to heaven and you go, oh my God, there's Bob. Oh, how am I going to avoid him in heaven? I'm going to have to stand behind this gate. Ron, it's me, Bob. Oh, shit. Hi, Bob. I thought you went to hell. No, I thought I would too. But luck, they had an opening. So I got in. Oh, that's great. Now for eternity, I have to deal with you. Oh, my God. And I mean that. What's like, what's going on? How did this happen? Anyway, that's not what I'm talking about here. So the deli counter, there's this guy with a mustache. And he kind of looks like a Jewish Jerry Colonna. Now, most of you don't know who Jerry Colonna is. He was a comedian on the Bob Hope show and on the, it's the show he was on, basically. I don't even know him that well because it was even before my time. And I just, this is who this guy looks like. And he says, can I help you? I said, yes, half a pound of fit and trim shaved ham. But it's got to be shaved. It's got to be very thin. I don't like thick ham. No problem, sir. I'll cut you a piece and you tell me if it's thin enough. And he goes over to the slicing machine, missing his finger by inches, and slices this paper-thin slice of ham. You can almost see through it. And he holds it up in front of my, he dangles it in front of my face, and he says, how's this? I said, that's perfect. Man alive, can you slice a thin piece of ham or what? And he says, here, you might as well eat it. I said, thank you very much. And he goes back and he continues to slice my ham in very thin, luxurious slices. Very, very nice. Perfect, perfectly thin, wonderful slices. Just the way I like it. Just the way, I like it. And then he says, anything else? And I said, yeah, half a pound of Swiss cheese, please. Absolutely. And he slices the Swiss cheese and gives it to me. He says, anything else? I said, no, that's it. He gives me the cheese. He gives me the ham. And he says, you have a wonderful, wonderful day and a great evening. And enjoy your deli food. It was a pleasure to serve you today. I said, my God. My God, he's just gone out of his way to make my day better. I don't believe Market Basket trains their people to be that nice. They might train them to say, may I help you, or something, or can I help you find something, or something like that. But I'm sure they don't train you to say, you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. It was a pleasure serving you. You have the best day you can have. I mean, you don't train people for this. And I felt like, wow, I've been blessed by a total stranger behind a deli counter who understands the meaning of being nice and how a few kind sentences can actually change the entire tone of my day, at least my shopping experience at the Market Basket was changed immediately with a snap of his fingers. But that good feeling carried me throughout the day. And when he gave me that good feeling, I was walking down the aisles with my little fucking shopping cart and my little ham and my little cheese and my little mustard. But I was happy, and a little smile broke out on my face. Usually it's zits, but no, not today. It was a smile. I could feel the extreme ends of my mouth curling upwards. And my mouth was saying, Ron, what is this? This curling upwards thing that we're going through, it is so foreign to us. I know. Go with it. And as this little smile appeared on my face, people coming the opposite direction down that shopping cart aisle, they would look at me and see my little smile, and they would smile back at me. Now I'm connecting. The people that I had previously called shopping basket douchebags were now smiling back at me in some type of connection of happiness. Now my little upturned smile was becoming infectious, which was totally different than the sexual transmitted disease that I felt I was giving everybody. Now I am giving them a good outlook, a smile. And I wasn't happy that day necessarily. I wasn't unhappy. I wasn't happy. But that experience gave me that smile. And that was a lesson to me. That was a life lesson. Who knew that a guy standing behind a deli counter slicing my meat, quote unquote, would make my day a better day? God love you, deli man. God love you.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face.
Deli man, you didn't just slice my meat. You gave me a slice of life, and you are to be commended. Which means these little angels can appear in all different forms, even as a deli man.
Slap on a happy grin and spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face. Put on a happy face. Put on a happy face.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Don't worry, no one has to know. This is just between you and me and Ron. We cool?
So yesterday I visited Tori Lagarde at her beach location. Swanky, huh? And we pulled out the old podcast recorder and did about 10-13 minutes of talk on the beach. Thought you might want to hear it. You know, why not? It's a little slice of life from yesterday on a beautiful beach day, sitting at the beach.
Oh, Terry, thanks for inviting me out here onto the Cape of the Cod.
The Cape of the Cod.
The Cape?
Yeah. A cod is a fish, right?
Yes.
What's a cape? What does it mean, cape? Oh, because that's the... It goes out. It branches out.
Yeah, I think a cape is an inlet kind of thing.
Okay. So it's a fish inlet.
It's a fish inlet, right? I don't...
These are squeaky chairs, by the way, just so you know. It could be a little feedback squeak.
All right.
Be very still.
I remember the sound from a teenager.
Put a little WD-40 on there. Oh, I know what you mean.
Right, yeah.
Put a little WD-40 on there and maybe we'll... no one wants to do that. We just have squeaky chairs.
So, Tori, this is beautiful. Lovely day.
It turned out to be a nice day after all.
Lovely day. And there are people...
Day this is.
It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
What's the difference between one day and another?
It is not.
Were you brought up in a beach kind of area?
Brought up? Well, I would come here every weekend for my whole life. So, in the summer.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's a place on the Cape you can go to, and knowing that you have a place to go in the summer, is that nice?
Yes, it's nice. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Because you can't really beat this location.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it. Are the people that go to the beach, do they bother you? Because they bother me.
That's a really good, that's a good question. Sometimes yes, and I will tell you why. What I can think of off the top of my head,
sure.
Why. Because I've encountered it. And everyone else has too, I bet. People that talk, okay, in their voices.
Yes.
They need to stop that. I come to the beach to hear the ocean, equilibrium, maybe some nice music, but I don't want to hear these women with the yenta voices, chat. I don't want it. I got to put earplugs in now.
Yeah.
The other thing is when they wear perfume. Who wears perfume to a beach? It's attracting bugs. It's bad smelling.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Well, if you are single and you want to attract another beach goer, you might want to wear perfume. But you say it attracts the.
There's bugs down there.
Bugs?
They bite. Stop
like
it.
That. You know, they actually sell things that sound like the ocean, even though it's really not. There's synthetic sounds in here.
Right.
You actually have the sound of the ocean.
I like that. I sleep with the sound of the ocean at night just because I like it. Not these big crashing Pacific waves or Hawaii. I like these small lapping wave sounds, which you'll have in a bay usually.
So now, and you're sleeping in a building that is on the beach. I didn't think that Cape Cod had properties that were actually on the beach themselves.
Why wouldn't it? The whole thing's a beach.
I don't know. I just didn't think.
Yeah, it has to.
Well,
wouldn't it? At
well,
some point on the whole Cape?
State park law or something? Or?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. These have been here forever before there were state parks,
so
I guess.
So they're grandfathered in. I love that phrase, grandfathered
in.
It
is good.
It's like, you know.
It's a great clause.
Your grandfather got away with a lot of stuff.
He did.
Anyway.
I'm not even a grandfather, and you can be grandfathered in. So that's why it's good.
It is true. So you sleep with the window open, and you hear the waves crashing against
your car.
Oh, yeah.
Who would sleep with the window shut anyway? It's July. What's wrong with you?
Okay, it's a good point.
Yeah. It's so hot. I'm in a room that's so hot. I got the worst room because it's so hot if you shut the door and it just suffocates.
See, all right, so there's no air conditioning in the house.
There is. We didn't turn it on. There's central air, but we didn't turn it on.
Why? It's a summer. Well, no.
You can turn it on. Some nights you do, some nights you don't.
You made me feel silly because, like, well, of course you're going to open the windows. It's a summer job.
right.
And now you're saying, well, we have air conditioning, but we don't use it.
Well, I think it's malfunctioning this year.
Okay,
it's functioned every year until now, and I don't know what the problem is, but on a day like this, it's not such a big deal.
Right.
It's a nice little cool breeze, but that's supposed to mean that the hurricane's coming, right? What did you say?
Well, not hurricane.
I mean, thunderstorms.
Right. It's the end of the world as we know.
That's why we feel it. The hot and the cold is mixing, and there'll be tornadoes and gnashing of teeth.
Only gnashing of teeth if you eat weird. But no, it will be. There'll be thunderstorms a little bit later. That's what happens in hot weather when you get a cold front.
In Florida, every day there were thunderstorms.
Yes.
I lived there around 4 o'clock. It cooled everything off.
Absolutely.
But right now it feels cool before it's happening.
Seems nice. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it won't happen. I mean, thunderstorms are spotty.
Where were they coming from?
The
I
west.
See some clouds there.
Us.
I don't know. Those clouds look friendly. They look happy clouds.
That's Plymouth, like behind my head.
Paint
is
a
that
happy
right?
cloud. Remember that painted?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's Mashnee. That's Mashnee.
Mashnee or Mashpee?
Mashnee.
So you got a Mashpee and a Mashnee.
This is correct. Look it up. Google it, people.
Couldn't they come up with some more creative names of towns?
I think
that's so close
Indian
together?
Stuff again.
This is like George Foreman.
Oh, yeah. George 1, George 2, George 3.
Yeah, that's something.
That's the ego. That's ego.
I don't know if it's ego or just like no creativity whatsoever.
Everyone wanted little clones of himself, even the name. How do you, with Social Security records, that's going to get confusing.
It's going to be awful. And how do you call them the dinner? Hey, too.
I know.
You know?
That doesn't make
it's
sense.
Not right.
It's not well
right.
thought out.
You know what I've noticed here on the beach behind us, and I hope that the listeners can hear the sounds from behind us of the beach rolling in. Let's be quiet for just a second. Okay.
No wonder if I could hear that. I hope
no,
so.
No,
you
no,
might
no.
have to walk it down to the water.
Yeah.
Don't drop it in the water, though.
Although listeners can go swimming if I drop it in the water.
Oh, that's
Wouldn't
right.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah,
That'd
but they
funny.
Never hear it because you'd ruin the whole thing.
That's true. I'd have to play it first before I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go do that.
I'll only play up to the point where I drop into the water.
That's right. That's like when these. When, remember there was something about a camera that fell out of a plane and it landed somewhere with these sheep? It's on YouTube. It's viral. And then the sheep or goats or some animal is gnawing at this camera that was running after being dropped from the air.
Yeah.
Like, what's that about? So, I mean, you could, you know, same theory.
I guess. Well, you have cows.
Yeah, there's been cows around here.
I've noticed that nobody's playing any music anywhere. And is that, are there laws against that here?
Because, no, you can play music.
Because even on the beach itself, because I think in some areas they've actually have laws where you play your beach radio like really loud.
Some music I can't stand.
Oh, man.
This should be outlawed, period.
I appreciate all kinds of music.
Right,
that's not true at all.
Yeah, no, be careful what you say, because all kinds.
I don't like rap.
Right, most rap I don't. Most I don't. Yeah. Well, Eminem, a little bit of Eminem goes a long way.
Yeah. I don't like, it's not gangster rap, it's gangsta rap, right?
Right. What about metal, screaming metal, heavy metal, the yelling? Death metal.
No, I'm not into that. No,
you shouldn't be.
I can get screamed at by tons of people, I don't need to listen to
and
them.
And you even know what, you know what they're saying. When death metal, you don't even know what, they're just yelling.
You don't even know what they're saying.
You don't, I don't understand it.
Do you understand the words to, like, songs a lot? I don't, I always get them wrong.
Yeah, I don't can't. Sometimes. It's what Google's for, you look up lyrics.
Yeah, did we ever talk about this? The Queen's Clearwater Revival song?
There's a bad moon on the rise. Yeah we talked about that. But what is it, a bathroom on the right?
There's a bathroom on the right.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought that. Yeah. I think that's like Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Kiss the sky, it's kiss this guy.
Oh, I didn't know that. I always thought it was kiss the sky.
It is kiss the sky, but people think it's kiss this guy.
Oh.
And there's a website, kissthisguy.com, which is all misheard lyrics.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny.
And, It's Dylan?
Oh, well, we don't even know what he's saying. Then he became Christian for a long time. Then he became back. He came back?
Yeah. He just doesn't know what the hell's going on.
It was a good thing. He tried to make some money with that. Maybe.
Yeah,
it didn't work out.
No,
why would it?
No. And then Bruce Springsteen?
I never listened to him.
I don't understand a word he's saying.
He's overrated.
Big time.
Maybe you've got to be from Jersey to appreciate it. I don't know.
I think they just like him in Jersey because he's from Jersey.
That's it.
You know, it's him and Sinatra.
He's the average man. What do you call it? Is that what you call it?
He's
an average Joe, just a regular guy that can sing, and he wears a plaid shirt.
No, he can't sing, really. He strains his voice like baby food.
He's
always straining, and I don't like it. Sounds like he's got a hernia problem.
Is he still making music?
Oh,
this is not from the 80s, I remember
touring.
Him.
He's big time touring.
Oh, I never heard that.
Big time touring.
Like Bon Jovi, he'll never go away. These Jersey guys, they never go away.
Never go away. Never go away. And what's his first name? Is Bon?
John Bon Jovi.
Is Bon Jovi his last name, or is his middle name Bon?
No, I think it's John, J-O-N.
Right.
Bon, B-O-N, Jovi. I think it's separated, but it's together, like Van Damme.
So that is his actual last name is Bon Jovi.
Right,
it's a nice name, actually.
It's not bad.
Not bad at all.
It's popular.
I would go into that field just with that name.
Right, it's catchy.
It's very, very catchy.
He seems like a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. Bruce Springsteen I can't watch because if you see on TV when he's doing a concert, he sweats profusely.
Oh, he's a sweater.
Oh, man.
He's a sweaty Betty.
Oh, I don't like sweaty people.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's natural to sweat.
Right.
But not to see it up close in
Who enjoys
in
that? No one wants that.
No, not in HD. No, not at all. That's
funny.
High def. So relaxing here.
Yeah, it is very relaxing. Yeah. If nothing else, it's relaxing.
If nothing else. That's somewhat of an insult, you know.
I know. Well, I say that to people.
Nothing else.
I say that to people. I say, if nothing else, you're punctual. Whatever.
Because you certainly eat pretty.
Exactly. I don't know how to take that. If nothing else, you're structured.
I would be somewhat insulted.
Yeah.
I noticed a refrigerator out on the porch.
You know, that's there every year. And it's falling apart. I think people put beer in it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in it right now. I haven't explored it.
Very nice refrigerator.
It might not even be plugged in. Is it plugged in?
There's a plug for it. I really don't know.
It's on.
Oh, it's cool.
It's got Heineken's in it.
Oh, wow.
So it's got Heineken's
in it. So I guess you do have beer, after all.
Ooh, that was a head rush standing up there. I drank too much already today.
Oh, wow. You're a very small frame person.
Yeah, I don't know why I drank all that.
I'm not telling you something you don't know.
You're not. But I don't drink before podcasts. This is the one time I have. Because it's in the morning. We should let people know we're not drinking in the morning. This is whenever it is.
Why don't we?
Drink in the morning? I don't know. I suppose.
It might be better or might be worse.
I'd feel like an alcoholic, though.
Yeah.
If I drank early in the morning.
An alcoholic is only when you do the same thing all the time.
Oh.
If you just did it when you're doing a podcast, you'd be a podcast alcoholic. And
oh, okay. That could be a thing. We could be the But what if they have a podcast alcoholic?
Oh, I'm sure they all do. I'm sure
there's an alcoholic cook. There's a girl on YouTube that she has a channel, and she's always drinking, the drunk cook or something, and she's funny.
The French chef?
No, there's a lady, and she drinks and makes and cooks stuff, and she's funny because she says things. Yeah, it's a channel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You gotta always have a gimmick, don't you? I guess in life.
You really do. You really gotta have a gimmick. Do you ever watch the cooking shows on television?
I try not to. Because I can't relate to that.
Really? Why?
I don't want to cook.
Do you not want to, or you feel
well,
like you
I suppose, yeah, I suppose if I knew what I was doing and I had some kind of guidance with it.
Really?
And all the ingredients in front of me, I could put that together. Right.
What do you think cooking is?
I think it's making a meal, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
You got to add spices and chop onions. It's a production.
So have you not? It's production.
Yeah.
It takes some time. It really doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
So you don't enjoy watching other people cook?
I used to when I was a kid. I loved those cooking shows because it looks so fascinating. Like something I could never ever do, like being an astronaut. So I mean, I looked at that way probably.
There's all the cooking shows that I watch, including this Hell's Kitchen thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you watch that.
I've heard of that. You've talked about that, I think. Yeah.
They all sweat.
Profusely. Again,
with the sweating. Well, it's the thing.
They're in the kitchen. They're gonna sweat.
Yes, they are. You're absolutely right. If you can't stand the heat, then
see, you're sweating in a kitchen.
Yeah. But they actually, if you're sweating and you're cooking, that sweat is getting into the food.
And, oh, I see what you mean.
And I was watching a show on PBS, on the public thing, and I saw a guy, you could actually see the sweat going into the sauté pan.
No, sir.
And you know, for like about a week after that, I didn't go to restaurants because I thought...
But isn't it boiled up? The germs are being boiled up, right?
Ugh.
I mean, it's still gross. I understand
that. It is
gross. But that's what you have an immune system for.
Can you imagine what they actually do in restaurants?
Oh, I've heard stories.
But yet, you know, you go out and you eat in restaurants.
I don't want to anymore.
Yeah.
I'm all done with it.
Let's concentrate on this beautiful location.
It's getting more sunny and beautiful by the minute.
I
thought it was going to get lousy. It's getting more beautiful.
I swear, it says thunderstorms, and it's getting that year round.
This is a lovely day. This is a day where you want to put sunscreen on.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Tori. Thank you, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow with another show. Until then, I wish you peace.